What's going on, everybody? This is Mike Bennett and Mike Baker here with my co-host. We are coming at you with another episode of the Weekly Tech Wrap-Up. Hope everybody's doing good, staying safe and quarantined out there. How you doing over there?
Yeah, sitting in a dorm. I'm sitting in a bunker right now. Yeah, I mean, you're 10 feet below, just making sure don't nobody come in here.
That's crazy.
It's wild. Everybody going crazy. Everybody panicking. I say this much, man. Like, it showed that social media is more viral than real viruses.
Hell yeah.
like the social media pandemic is way deeper than the real world pandemic. I don't know. It might take us all out, but right now, people just going crazy.
People going crazy. Buying, man. It's been crazy stuff. I don't know if you've been seeing the Walmart on social media, the Walmart videos, man. People have been fighting over toilet paper.
Over TP,
issues, man. Share your boxes. It's like, and it's crazy because, you know, we play video games. For everybody out there listening, we play video games. We enter that whole, like, you know, world-ending stuff. You know, all of the sci-fi stuff. So it's like, you know, looking at all that stuff and in the future, and you see people fighting over, you know, bottles of water and
right.
Toilet paper or shirts and stuff like that. It's I always say to myself that, you know, they paint a certain picture of how it looks or how it would be, but you don't know, man. A lot of that stuff may be closer than what you think, because I'm seeing that stuff go down now. People fighting, running over old ladies, man, trying to get bleach in.
I heard about that.
Wow, man. Like, wow. So yeah. I'm like, bro, this is crazy, but. You know,
like you say, the video game show, the Division is making a resurgence for real. A lot of people here is like people playing the Division now, trying to figure out, oh, how did they do that again? What moves did they do after the utilities went down, electricity went down, banks started closing up? What happened next? They using the Division as like a blueprint. Yeah. It's crazy out here. People, they're using it like, oh yeah, let me stack up on this, let me stack up on that. That's why they grabbing all this toilet paper. There ain't nobody grabbing vitamins and shit.
Right? Yeah, that's what's killing me, man. Is that so? What's going on? If anybody is safe in certain places down the line, we are living in a time where it's something called the coronavirus, which some argue was really not that big of a deal. But it's coronavirus going on. They're saying it's almost like it's becoming a world pandemic. They're projecting it because they can't find a cure and all this other stuff. I'm still on the side of, I think that, like what we were saying a little bit before we started, Mike, that the social media pandemic is much more, it makes it much more heightened than what the real world is. Because it's only been I've seen a meme that said, you know, 3,000 people get infected with the coronavirus in the world and everybody loses their minds. But
right.
Heart disease is the biggest killer in the world, and KFC puts a chicken sandwich in between two donuts. So it's kind of like our priorities of what is really going on and what's not is kind of off, you know. And that's true, because I guarantee you, it's probably more people that died today from heart disease than it did the coronavirus. So, but it is what it is, man. But
it's that reinforcement system that those news feeds have, yo. That social media news feed. You see that thing over and over and over again. You get the same topics repeated in your head. People start following that shit. That's programming, man. We out here self-programming ourselves.
Yeah. So seeing all this stuff. You know, it's one of those things where in most cases, you know, it's some people say it depends on the race, but you see one person running and then you just start running like towards, you know, or running away from whatever they're running away from. It's like you don't even ask questions. Like, man, what you running from? You know, and then I seen videos online where, you know, they got guys running around and like running down the street like something coming. And it's like nothing coming. Like, it shows like people, like they, it's so easy.
I've seen those videos.
It shows that people can just easily fall into like the whole, you know, whatever the scare is, man, they'll go with it. But it is what it is, man. But I mean, let's jump into the topics, man. There's actually a lot of what's going on right now is affecting what we're going to be talking to you all about today. One of the first things we're going over is an article we've seen from Salon.com. It says hackers are making malware-infected coronavirus maps to harvest personal information. That's just a next-level hacking and all the stuff going on there. Next got something I think that's a little bit more something a little bit more important that I think everyone should pay attention to. It says Comcast and T-Mobile are suspending internet data caps for the next 60 days. So if anyone doesn't know what an internet data cap is, it means, I don't know if you know, have any kids or anything like that, where you've used a lot of data on your phone, you get that text message in the middle of the month or something like that saying that, all right, you know, your internet may be slowing down and stuff. That's a data cap. Okay, it's a quote unquote unlimited data, right? But they said that they're going to be suspending that next 60 days with the next 60 days. And then last says the demand for Microsoft, Google, and Zoom's video conferencing software surges amid the coronavirus outbreak. So just like myself, I'm not a victim of it, right? Because, you know, working from home is a good thing, but I've actually been told to work from home for the next, close to 30 days or something like that because of this. So it's a lot of, you know, we got to do video conferencing and stuff. And, you know, I guess it's affecting everybody that has a job now. So, but we want to jump into it, man. First thing first is hackers are making malware infected coronavirus maps to harvest personal information. Now, I feel like this is just like a next level. It just goes to show that devilry never sleeps. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, whatever you want to, however you want to cut the cookie, man, somebody is out there somewhere trying to find a way to get your personal information. You know, somebody's always plot. It says that here in an article, says late last month, a member of the several Russian language cybercrime firms began selling a digital coronavirus infection kit that uses the Hopkins interactive map as part of a Java-based. And what it's saying is that John Hopkins had put this map out there saying that he's just showing who places in the world where people were affected with the coronavirus deaths and who has been affected. And hackers, you know, people who developed malware came in, have took that copy of that map and been pretty much doing malicious things with it, man. But what do you think about that, Mike? You think somebody's going, like, taking it overboard, or is this like it's another day in the world of a hacker?
Yeah, that's basically it. Another day in the world of they found this. It was a Israeli-based company that found it, but hacking is a big business nowadays. Everybody's using technology, and like everybody's not taking care of their like security updates and whatnot. So it's that median period where something becomes a vulnerability, and there's a patch. If you fit in that world and you don't update your stuff, that's a market. Yeah, I mean, that's a market where somebody can get into somebody's phone and get whatever information that's available, or somebody's computer and get whatever information is available. And I mean, the world is full of these hackers, and they know what they're doing. They practice and study. It's trained. It's a process. But like this unique situation where they are using the map that was created off of John Hopkins and essentially redistributing it out. Cause what's happening is like, they took the map. John Hopkins has created this coronavirus map that they're using to like be able to identify where infections are happening geographically. But a copy of that map has been taken, and hackers are using it to actually, it looks just like the map, but when your computer runs it or your phone runs it, it runs some malicious software behind it. And you don't really know it. You just got your browser open and you think you're looking at a map, but the whole time is running something in the background.
They're mapping and, you.
Yeah, and they tracking you. I mean, it's similar to any other tracking software, but they were able to use this one in a different way because they know what they believe is that you'll give an okay to things because you're trying to look for a coronavirus issue. You're trying to find out where the infection is. So if this map says, hey, I need to say okay, you need to say okay to something to allow this piece of software to run, you're going to allow it to run. And you're going to think you're just getting your map, and the whole time you're getting hacked.
And I always think that, stuff like this, who is going to be hit the most by crazy stuff like this? Because I know that, you know, we come from not just a generation, but me and you, since we're techies, essentially, we kind of have a good eye for, you know, when the BS comes up on the computer, when somebody's trying to steal our stuff. But, you know, you just got the regular people out there who just use computers. I think that it's probably going to hit more of the older generation and stuff like this. And a reason why that could be, I guess, trying to dive into the mind of a hacker, you know, old people got old money most of the time, right? I mean, hopefully, you know, hope you're an old bum, but, you know, most people got old money. So, you know, going and trying to get the information and stuff like that, I think it's always a play on like who's the most vulnerable and how to, you know, how to get with that.
But, yeah, I mean, I, that's why people, a lot of people chose to use Chrome in the first place, because Chrome was one of those first browsers that it just updated itself and it ain't asked no questions. Like, it's not asking you, do you want to update? They give you a little bar up there and say, hey, we got an update for you. A little icon at the top right, but as soon as you close that browser, it's going to update.
It's going to update.
It's when you cut it back on, it's up to date. And they ain't asking you no questions. I don't want you to say, is this okay? Because more than likely, you're going to say the wrong thing. Right. They don't care about that. Like, they care about your security. And that's like the number one thing that, beyond all the other great benefits of Chrome, that was like one of the number one things that got people to start using it. It's just, it was secure.
Yeah.
And, iPhone really doesn't give you much leeway. Like, they'll tell you, hey, we got an update. And like a couple times they'll be like, all right, we got this update. And you can bypass it. But like after like the third, fourth time, you shut your phone off, it's just gonna be like, all right.
Oh yeah, it's waiting.
I got an update. I don't care about you. I got an update.
Yeah, that's an iPhone lid. They double dutching all the time. As soon as the joint hits zero, it don't hit zero. They cut it off and you're like, enough to get the update done. And then you cut it back on. Your phone will be updated. So,
like,
you know,
Android phones don't. Windows, those are two that really try to, like, you know, take their time, ask you all them questions. Like, do you want to update? I am Android, matter of fact. Like, I got this Android phone. I'm on my third, fourth year with this one. And, like, I don't get no more updates. I get, like, update maybe every once in a while when they care. But for the most part, ain't no updates on here.
Yeah,
like, if I had secure information on there, which I kind of do, I might want to think about that. But if I had some secure information on there, you know what I mean? If I had something on there, it would potentially be vulnerable because it's just an out-of-date phone and they don't care about it at this point, because this is an S7 Samsung on there, S20 or whatever. They don't even care. They don't even care no more. So, like, at least with iPhone, like, you get, even if you got like an iPhone 7, you still get like the latest updates and whatnot. It's one of those things.
Yeah, that's crazy. Actually, speaking of that, I heard a little bit this week. They talking about it's getting real that they got a iPhone got a class action suit against them. We talked about it in the previous episode how they was purposely slowing down phones. But it's crazy. But that's off topic. But yeah, man. I mean, just know, Mike, and you get one of the maps to pop up on you. You go browsing on your phone. Like, yeah, it may be no hope for you, G. With that
that's what the rush is.
But let's go to the next topic, man. Says here, this is actually from The Verge. Comcast and T-Mobile to suspend internet data caps for the next 60 days. So, like I was saying a little bit in the beginning before we jumped into it, data caps is pretty much when you use so much of your data on your unlimited plan, quote unquote. I have my quotes up. your quote unquote unlimited plan, use a lot, that they start to what's the technical term for it? Basically, they slow it down or buffer.
They throttle.
Throttle. That's where they start to throttle your data. Whereas though, it may have been going. You may have had like 4 or 5 upload speed or something like that, 4 or 5 gigs, but now it's like down to like 1.5 or something.
You might have had your LTE, but then it went down to 2G or 3G real quick.
3G.
Like, you thought you was downloading a 1080p video to that joint, looked like a old Nintendo 8-bit like pixelated image. Like, yes, everything started buffering and whatnot. You got stuttering in your video.
You go to YouTube and it's to start opening up in 480p. You playing your video. Like, what's going on, man? You used to be at, like, nah, man, you must have missed the message, man. But here they're saying that the reason why they T-Mobile and Comcast took a step forward to cut their data caps is because, with the coronavirus pandemic that's going on, a lot of people are starting to see a lot of traffic going on a lot more than they did before with the with just like the internet and like with all the stuff. So I mean, I think that of course, as always, when you're talking about these companies, right? We, you know, we gotta remember that these are not actual people, right? So I think that's always an ulterior motive behind what's being done, right? It may seem like on the surface it's for, in most cases, you know, it seems like it's on the surface is for the good of the people, you know, out of this good merit. But then I think there's something else that's going on behind the scenes.
They always got secondary agendas, man. They always got secondary agendas. I mean, basically all these, it's cool. I say this, it's great that they are giving out, you know, more internet capability, like giving out as much internet as needed. But like, it's definitely a gimme. Like they're in the advertisement business, like along with Google and Facebook and Amazon and Microsoft and all that, Comcast, T-Mobile, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, they're in the advertisement business. I mean, and being able to get in more people to use the internet just gives them the opportunity to potentially capture more data off of people. Like that's the business at the end. And they need to know what websites you're going to, like how long you're there and all that stuff. So they get a benefit from giving out this internet to people at a discounted cost. But at the same time, it is beneficial for everybody to potentially have the internet. Like it's one of those things. Like it's the caveat, like, thank you for more internet because we're going to definitely be needing and using it. A lot of people are doing those video conferencing, like one of the topics we got to talk about, video conferencing being a big thing. Now that the coronavirus is here, I mean, it's important that we don't have those moments with data caps. And one of the biggest things I remember back then, it was like, I think it was either Verizon or T-Mobile was getting sued because by the, it was like an emergency department because a lot of these fire departments and, you know, emergency services, they use cell phone services to be able to communicate with each other back and forth or when they got to communicate with their team on a big operation. Like if it's a fire department working on a warehouse, and it's like 20 people trying to put that fire out, they're using basically Verizon, you know, some cell service to communicate about that. And they hit their data cap. They were in the middle of trying to resolve a fire and they hit their data cap and then the internet got throttled and they couldn't communicate with each other anymore. I mean, and it's one of those things, like we in the middle of like internet at one point is entertainment, and that's one of the big arguments that they always make is that internet is either a utility or it's an entertainment resource. Yeah, I mean, it's either communication or something that's important, like electricity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, and it's one of those things where the internet is all these things. Like, the internet is slowly taking over everything we used to individually buy. We used to buy just telephone. Nah, now it's just internet. We used to buy television. Nah, it's just internet. Yeah, I mean, so like, it's hard to really say whether it's just a utility and whether it's something that you can't throttle or you can't cap. So like putting a cap on something that might potentially save somebody's life is a problem.
What do you think they, I guess my question always comes to like, why, like what do they get for, what does Comcast and T-Mobile, whoever these providers are, what do they get for actually, what is their, like, what is the benefit of them throttling data? Like, what is it? What is that about? I always feel like they, it's, I don't know why it can't be a true unlimited, you know, it's unlimited. Like you can use however much you want, but only just to the a amount certain of money. Yeah. You know, yeah.
It's the amount of money that they can squeeze out of it. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, if you got a whole, I don't know, man, if you got like a whole pizza pie and you want to section it off for the next week, like you got one bit of food and you want to section it off, you're going to start cutting corners, taking crust off here and there. You're like, I'm going to save this one sausage off for this amount for this day for breakfast. I'm going to eat this sausage. I mean, like, it's the same thing with the internet concept. Like,
the pizza.
It do cost a lot to run internet technologies for companies. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars a day, millions of dollars a day to keep these machines running and the electricity and all that stuff, the technology, the people, the man hours and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It do take a lot for that. So they want to be able to try to capitalize as much as they can. And for a while, they was capitalizing, like, I'm about to rant for it. Like, for a while, they was able to capitalize for a while because, you know, television was ran by, like, Verizon and Comcast for a while. Like, it wasn't really no other places you can really go, Time Warner and whatnot. So, like, all advertisement was really flowing through them. Like, television was flowing through them. Advertisement was flowing through them until about 2000, 2005, you know, when internet started becoming a thing and advertising on the internet started becoming a major thing. You know I mean, mm-hmm. and people were saying, well, we can pull our money off of commercials and put them joints on the internet. Mm-hmm. We'll just throw our commercials on YouTube for free and let the world get it. Yeah. And nice. Like, it's been this back and forth between internet providers and then the services that are on the internet. I mean, like the YouTubes and the Facebooks and whatnot, like mm-hmm. Comcast gives you the wire, but they don't give you the services on the wire anymore. Like that's dying, and they're trying to figure out how can they keep that money of being able to give you the service on the wire and giving you the wire. And it's one of those businesses. It's like there's a lot of layers to it, and like right now, they trying to be able to not just be the people that give you the wire, because ultimately that's what's going to happen. It's like if they don't have services to give you, then all they got is the wire, then they gonna give you like they gonna make like 20% of what they used to always make.
Well, I think that's already like it's only because it seems like things it can polarize where some things that we feel like is dying may last a long time. We may see like a resurgence of it, right? But then I think there's some things where it is just a splat. And I feel like that's where, you know, with cloud technology becoming more and more of a thing, like within the next 10 years. Generally, I think a lot of these companies go, you may really, let me scale back. I don't know if TV will ever just be over with, right? But how that's done, or the service being provided, like you'll see that your Comcast is in your Spectrum. We got a place called Spectrum down here in Atlanta. Yeah. Stuff like that. Like they on their way out like within the next 10 years.
You'll see, it's just really, it's like business models, man. Like a lot of these companies are multi-businesses. Like even though they got the same company name, they deal in multiple businesses. Like that's why Xfinity, Comcast sort of changed to Xfinity, whereas Comcast still exists, but then there's Xfinity. And it's like, what are these two businesses? Aren't they the same business? That they've been trying to divide their business models up for the past like the past 15 years roughly because of this whole internet thing. Like they're like, oh shit, we might lose our dominance on telephone, on television. I mean, so we gotta be able to find a replacement for that. If the internet just become this thing where you can do all of that on just the internet by itself, and you don't have to go to me, you can go to anybody for any of your services. I mean, all you just need is the internet, then yeah, half of your, like 90% of your business model is gone. And that's where they lose their advertisement. And that's what they really trying to do is keep money in their pocket through the advertisement game. And the real way to do that for them really be lobbying is going to, you know, Congress and saying, yo, this company is doing this. They can't do that. They got bootleg movies on YouTube. You can't do that. I mean, like they've been running around snitching the companies in the lobby just to keep those companies back until like Hulu is able to make their move. That's just been what it, and now it's 2020 and, you know, they got Xfinity. They gave up their partnership. Like they bought NBC, they bought Universal. So now they just own those rights. So whatever shows used to be on there, they own those rights.
That's their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they're buying up all that content. You know what I mean? So that they can get money off of the licensing and stuff like that. It's a big industry, man. But thank you for the free internet.
Free internet, man. Take the throttling off. We're going to be in there because I need that. Because really, you know, like what we're going to jump into like the last article. We talks about that as far as why them taking off that throttling is good, because here it says in the last article, Google, Microsoft and Zoom's like the video conferencing software amid the coronavirus. I think you say it's coronavirus. Whatever. Saint cor, what is it? Corona. Corona. Whatever.
Corona.
Yeah. COVID-19. Yeah. But Microsoft, Google, and Zoom's video conference software is definitely seeing like a serious surge during the outbreak. So we need to have that throttling off, because a lot of my video conferences I do on my phone.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, jumping into this, I actually think this is, some when it comes to stuff like this, and we were talking about the whole propaganda behind the virus, right? You know, some people have died, they say, but I haven't seen any names, anything like that released. At least when Ebola was a thing, you're seeing people's faces plastered on. So when it comes to coronavirus, it only seems like they're identifying celebrities. They got it. They get Tom Hanks got. That's why I was saying. Like, I don't know, bro. I'm moving in a way where I'm protecting myself, but you know, again,
I'm just realizing how many people didn't wash their hands 10 times a day like I did. That's all I'm finding out for real. Like, I'm kind of a germaphobe when it comes to going to work every day. Like, for some reason,
ask me too.
If I do something too much, like within like every 45 minutes, I'm in the bathroom washing my hands. I realized that, I don't know why, like 5 years ago, I washed my hands a whole lot. I keep doing this. Now I'm looking around at everybody like, oh yeah, we need to wash our hands. I'm like,
digging up your nose and touching it.
I seen my CEO on the phone one time in the bathroom. Man, he was just chilling on the toilet, talking on the phone. I'm like, yo, he probably ain't washing his hands after that, bro.
Y'all taking multitasking to a next level. Man. First off, I don't even know who you on the phone with.
Right. He talking loud too. Setting up meetings and shit. Like, yo, you wanna wipe your ass and then hang up? Hey. Yeah. Like, what you doing, bro?
You in there straining.
Take a break.
What time is it?
Yo.
but yeah, man, that's facts. So I wash my hands a lot too, man. Whenever I'm opening up doors or something like that, I always like take the towel that I wipe my hands with and stuff like that. Like when I'm drying it, and open the door with it. Like that's what I do. I don't do the whole, cause I didn't see too many people go to the bathroom, some pull it out and he don't go to the, like he just goes straight from the urinal back to the door. Like, come on, fam, you can have something. You can't be doing that. Like, you gotta be considerate.
a large gang of hand sanitizer a while ago, and I just put them in these mini jars and just sat it to the side. But I'm glad I got them now. Yeah, I mean, I got them everywhere.
But the video con. So I think that what we're saying is that everybody's basically on their video conference software now, because everybody's either working from home or not trying to go to work. They're working from home either by choice or by force. Of course, Microsoft, Google, and Zoom, they're going to see some type of financial benefit from this. And I think that this points to other businesses. Small businesses will suffer, and like seem like the bigger businesses always for some reason benefit from stuff like this.
I ain't mean to go into my whole hand sanitization rant. Yeah, right. At the same time, I mean, you see, like we even record this. If y'all don't ever see our live feed, we record this on Google Hangouts for real. I'm kind of happy that this is even happening, because I mean, it gets my coworkers to actually start using Hangouts more, to make them start getting familiar with how this thing even works, so that when everything starts returning to normal, it's not going to stop us from using Hangouts. I don't want to stop using Hangouts after this, is what I'm basically telling my coworkers. Don't stop using Hangouts after this. Keep this thing running, because Hangouts is always going to be there.
But keep that same energy.
Like video conferencing is a great feature for a lot of things when it comes to communication, where you don't have to be at the meeting at the moment. I remember that movie, Demolition Man, and I've been waiting for that every day since, man, where yo was in the meeting looking at everybody around the table. Everybody around the table was like on iPads that were like standing on sticks. It was like iPad and then a stick. Yeah, you know what I mean? Everybody at the round table just looking at y'all, and everybody was video conferencing and shit. Like, I'm like, let's have that system in place. And that was like 1995 or whatever. Right. You try to act like 1996 was the future. Like that type of technology exists now and it's been existing for a while, but now it's been refined to the point that they can give it to everybody. They need to make everybody start using it. Thank you, COVID-19. You got everybody relying on technology even more. Maybe it will become a utility. Maybe they actually will regulate some of this internet features and functionality to become a utility thing where telecommunication companies can't just try to eat all the money out of it, and they got to try to invest in this stuff and make it more of a reliable system 24/7. Because, I mean, we still have, like, you know, phone communication issues on the road and shit. So, like, with this 5G coming out, this new 5G everybody talking about, and fiber optics hitting more people, we get more of a reliable internet and make things really happen for us.
So, I want to take this, as far as the video conferencing thing, I think that to kind of drive that point home, it just comes down to, you know, whenever there's a demand for a certain software to be used, like a pandemic like this or something like that, it's the company who built the software is going to benefit from it, right? But this is actually not what I want, because with people, you brought up a point, man, as far as like with the, you know, with everything happening with COVID-19, the coronavirus, whichever pseudonym you want to use.
Yeah, right.
You know, so people are saying, I seen a couple of things on the internet, and I don't know. Again, you always got to fact check everything, got to double up on your information. But a lot, I seen a video by, I think, Brother Polite, where he's talking about how, because of the speed of technology. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, I don't know if you follow the guy, but he's a pretty smart guy.
You know? I haven't seen it, but I know.
Yeah. But he's talking about kind of going into how the speed of technology now has something to do with the drop in health. And this is the reason why the coronavirus has become a thing. Because we see the whole, there's a lot of things that we can call conspiracy, but it kind of fits how this is thing about when a Lysol can. There's another thing called Dettol or something like that, where it says it kills the coronavirus on it. But the coronavirus is told to just become a thing now in this way, in the first quarter of 2020. But according to what, you know, they said before, it's been a thing. So well, the point I'm getting to is same thing when you said with the 5G. Some people say that it affects the way the birds fly and stuff like that now.
We forget. We're conscious beings, man. Some of the stuff has being conscious, being aware kind of has a problem with being, you know, a being of Earth. We about to get into a whole hotep thing, so follow along. being that we, you know, because we're conscious, we tend to actually think that we are not part of this earth, and that, you know, we are beyond this earth, and we're better than it. Like, we build out a lot of technologies that don't, they're not conducive to our way of life. Wow. I mean, they're not conducive to our living structure, and like simple things like Our immune system is based off of the fact that we had to survive out in the earth for hundreds of thousands of years. I mean, we had to build an immune system in the first place.
Yeah. And
then we pass it down to people. I mean, and if we start living in a very comfortable society where we choose not to engage with viruses and bacteria of the earth, you know what I mean, that helps us build our immune system. We're gonna lose our immune system.
The species becomes weak.
Yeah,
it's naturally. Yeah.
I mean, we have to have like at least some grasp on nature in our living lifestyle. Like, for all this technology that we have, it's imperative for us to actually still have a hand deep in technology in nature, about how we live out in this world, so that we can, you know, still grow in the society and not just think that we're growing and have our real natural body tell us, we don't need this anymore. We want to deteriorate.
I feel like
we can't survive the earth.
That's straight crazy. Up. And I feel like where I was getting at, you hit the nail right on the head, bro. Where I was getting at is that the faster that they, what people are saying is the faster we want technology, the faster we make it go, the faster we like lead towards a death. You feel what I'm saying? Like, as far as not just personally, but just as like as human beings. Like, I would, you know, the whole, you see that in the future, how machines is running everything and stuff like that. And, you know, whether it be the Matrix or Terminator, you know, all the stuff that people have predicted, right? Our prophecy in the form of movie directors and developers, they talk about these things, and what we're seeing is that we think it's going to be like a big thing just hits and everything just becomes that, but it's like, nah, it's the smaller things that happen over the course of time that lead up to this. Yeah, 5G is making birds fly different ways now, so then that affects stuff with the wind or whatever, with the oxygen and stuff like that. Now, another problem ensues, another virus comes up or something like that.
I mean, part of that is like prosthetics. I mean, when people think about like, you know, you want to get into the whole ghost in the shell concept, like how much of our body is really our body anymore? Will we need our bodies anymore? Like if we're able to eventually create technology or robotics to the point where we can create another person, like as a physical body, and we just put our brain into it. It's a lot of, you know, it's really hard to even think of that as being a thing. Like it's impossible to think of it as a thing. Like, nah, that's not possible. But as we slowly progress, it's hard to say whether it will be possible or not possible. Right. I mean, like, we got the theory and the idea there. It's just now we got to get to that point. And can we get to that point? And then if we get to that point, what does that mean for the humans? Yeah. I mean, like, because I don't know if you're human no more.
What do we define as human? You know?
Yeah, you got to go through that whole, like, identity process. Like, what are we as beings anymore? Are we, like, and that's what I'd always talk about with that separation of physical being versus the conscious being. Like, you know, the rest of the animals of the world don't share the same consciousness that we do. I mean, so like what our whole potential process is trying to take that consciousness out and put it into something else. So I don't want to get into the whole other theory about how brains are really just aliens. Yeah, I mean, next generation of people will be somewhere else with different bodies, still a brain though, and a spine. It's just going to be connected to a different body in another place. Yeah.
All right, let's
catch me on Sunday.
You gotta close it out there, man. Good talks, bro. I mean, this is what the coronavirus has brought, man. This is gonna be some juicy topics we're gonna be pushing out there to y'all. But y'all know the deal, man. You can follow us on basically all of the major podcast platforms with iTunes, Google Music, SoundCloud, Mixer, all the stuff like that.
We on something that we didn't even set up for real because they got crawlers out there that basically are just looking for podcasts. And there's some services, I've been looking it up, like there's some services that I'm not proactively sending to. Found us stuff.
I'll take it.
I look for us in the podcast section of whatever your favorite podcasting service is. Let's just say that.
All right. And we're going to be at a tech wrap up, man. Just follow us on there and social medias, man. You're going to see us a lot more jumping, just be interacting with you all and just putting some more information out there of just random shit that, you know, y'all probably be interested in. And, you know, we got the movement going, man. But that's pretty much all I got, man. You got anything else, Mike?
Just check us out, people.
That's it, man. This is Mike Bennett and Mike Baker signing out from the Weekly Tech Wrap-Up, man. Y'all have a nice day. Peace.